It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Tuesday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up.
There are 6,272,640 square inches in an acre. We count it. Why? Because we designed the TigerMate 255 field cultivator and 2000 series early riser planter to maximize every single one. So when you create the most level seed bed in the industry and target a nickel size area to plant a seed and never miss, you'll know in high efficiency farming, there's one name to count on, Case IH. Rethink productivity. Learn more at caseih.com/everyinch.
With the success of the Case IH Steiger Quad Track and Magnum Road Track tractors, it's no secret why Case IH is the leader of the track. So it wasn't surprising when the competition started imitating us. But only Case IH offers a five-axle design to give you a smoother ride and more power to the ground with less burning and compaction. Still, we're flattered. In fact, if we weren't already red, we'd be blushing. To learn more, visit caseih.com/tracks.
In our headquarters city of Chicago, it's election day, and no fewer than 14 people are vying to become the next mayor of Chicago, the largest field of mayoral contenders in the city's history. The winner needs half the vote, and it's likely the pie will get split so many ways today that they'll need a runoff election this spring. In Kalamazoo, Michigan, residents say the roads were so icy Sunday night from that weekend storm that the car hit by an Amtrak passenger train may have slid through the crossing gate and across the tracks. Police haven't yet ruled on that. And one passenger on that train, the Chicago-bound Wolverine, said they thought the vehicle might have tried to go around the gate. Three people in the car were killed, ages 18, 19, and 20. From This Week in Agribusiness, the Secretary of Agriculture says the United States will continue pressing China for intellectual property safeguards in those trade talks, regardless of Beijing's pledge to purchase in the near term 10 million tons of U.S. soybeans. Secretary Sonny Perdue said, still, the structural core issues of intellectual property transfer have to be dealt with. And he added, we will not be bought off as a country over purchases without eliminating some of these non-trade barriers in China. Have you heard Walmart is changing the job requirements for its front door greeters in a way that appears to disproportionately affect workers with disabilities? Walmart has a large workforce of workers with disabilities, and the job of greeter has been a particularly attractive fit, as it isn't especially strenuous and it's easy to learn. But Walmart has been eliminating greeters. They're replacing them with customer hosts who have expanded responsibilities such as taking care of security or assisting shoppers. In Galena, Illinois, the local folks are rallying around Ashley Powell, who has been greeting customers at the local Walmart for 14 years. She suffered brain damage at birth, but her limitations never stood in the way of her warm greetings to folks at the door of Walmart. And some 400 customers there in Galena say they'll line up on Ashley's last day to give her a parade. She told an interviewer she has loved her work at the door of Walmart. Ashley said, I love greeting people with a friendly smile. I turned her face from upside down to, oh my gosh, you're smiling again. That's the Morning Midwest Digest. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.